How can you assess the quality of your voice? Welcome to Season 6 of Your Voice Matters podcast, where you will learn about the behind the scenes of the vocal coaching practice, discover unexpected stories from leaders, entrepreneurs and experts, but also fun facts and science. My name is Inês Moura, I'm an executive vocal coach, and I invite you to dive into my world, the world of voice. Regardless of what has shaped your voice over the years, such as your education, your professional demands, your health condition, you can always enhance and improve aspects of your voice. So today I'm going to share with you how can you assess your voice, what parameters you can analyze, and how can you have an accurate idea about what points or what characteristics or aspects your voice can improve to be at the best performance it can be. So first of all, there are a few questions that I normally ask to my clients. The first is, does your voice is equally performing well from throughout the day? So in the beginning of the day until the end of the day, is it equally flexible, has quality, resistance, pleasant, or it loses some quality? So this is one of the first questions I ask to my clients. The second question is, does your voice express precisely what do you want to communicate, or you struggle to come across with the right tone, the right feeling, or the emotion? Is it easy to convey always the message that you really want, or people sometimes don't quite understand what do you mean? And also the third question is if you feel that your voice is under your control or not, when any situation that you need it, and when you have any demand that needs your voice to be exactly under your control. So of course these are a few questions, but I think there is one question to ask. It's the most simple question and more effective. Is it something in your voice that is consistently bothering you, and it's always there? You know, that little thing that is annoying, but you don't know what to do about it. In my experience, there is a lot of these small issues. And I also know that people think that it's just the way your voice is, so you can't do anything about it. But this idea of that the voice cannot change is wrong. So what I want to share is the top 10 problems, I would call it, that my clients have come to me in the past decade to solve. So I will name the 10 of them and see if you check any of the boxes. The first characteristic is when you speak with a monotone voice and you can't really make any changes in the tonality. Therefore, your audience might fall asleep after a couple of minutes when you are presenting. So being monotone, I would say it's almost in the top three. So I will put it in the first in the ranking. So being monotone. The second question that many people have is because they tend to speak very fast, and they are always like in a rush and speaking in this hasty way and coming across a bit as nervous. And of course, the breathing is also a bit out of place. So this is the second issue. The third issue is when you feel that your voice is a bit nasal and you don't, you don't like the sound, especially when you record it. So when the voice is this, has this aspect. The fourth in the ranking is when you speak too loud and sometimes a bit too passionate, and you can kind of scare people away because you are speaking constantly too loud, and also you might not create the empathy that you need with the audience. Another is using fillers. The fillers are these words or noise that you use in the middle of your sentences when you are kind of trying to, you know, remember your message or try to get to the next point. So the fillers, like, they are common and they are kind of polluting the message, because first you need this space to breathe in between your sentences. And also, I guess that it was a bit annoying if when I was just trying out a little bit just to show you, because it's kind of, why doing that? But it's possible to solve as well. Another is to kind of the opposite of what I've done, and is speaking softly almost all the time. And you can't speak louder, even when you are in a noisy place, such a restaurant or a party, and you try to speak louder, but you just strain your voice, and your voice cannot be projected in a very good way, or at least in a healthy way for you. Also, it's common that you, and this is more in terms of articulation, that you eat some syllables or you eat some parts of the words. So it happens if you tend to speak fast. So it's kind of two issues that sometimes are together. And so basically you don't say all the words. Of course, since I'm speaking in a podcast, I try to not to do it, but sometimes I also do it. The problem is when people cannot understand fully the message and they ask you to repeat. So if you have, you know, your work colleagues, your clients ask you to repeat, it's not a good thing. And also gives the impression that you are not being careful with your message. Another issue is not conveying the right emotion in the voice. So when you are excited or happy, you don't sound like that. Or if you might be concerned, you are kind of always relaxed and, you know, easygoing. So it's like the message isn't perceived with the urgency or with the impact that you might have, because the emotion is not there or is not the right one. And finally, another common issue that I see is speaking with, like, your voice doesn't match your age. Normally, it's more common to sound younger than older. Except if you are a smoker, which I don't recommend, that then your voice gets a bit older fast. But the problem is when you might be a bit high-pitched or sound too young and too inexperienced, even if you have decades of experience and people, like, over the phone thinking that you are an intern or just, you know, coming fresh from the university, when it's not the case. And that can hurt also the credibility, and also because it doesn't really match, you know, with your experience and credentials. So this is the top 10. If you have any of the boxes of the, if you fill any of the boxes, or if you have more than one, I just want to tell you that, first of all, good news. Everything that I just said has, can be, oh, I hate the word fixed, but it can be adjusted, it can be changed, it can be improved, enhanced. So there's hope. All the things that I mentioned were problems that I already solved with clients, and I see consistently results in just a matter of weeks. So if you think that, oh, my voice is like that because my mother is like that, my grandmother is like that, I cannot change, I cannot break the chain, or my karma isn't true. Of course, there is some genetic components in the voice, but there's so much in our way of using the voice that sometimes can be slightly adjusted, and it really generates a great, great result in a short term. So with training, everything is possible, and it's not that impossible or difficult as you might think. So if you are not sure about the characteristics of your voice that you could improve, I want to suggest you an exercise. That exercise is painful but necessary exercise of recording yourself. What I suggest is to you to just discreetly put your phone recording a meeting. You can do it with an online meeting, which may be safer. So if you are speaking in a meeting, just put your cell phone next to you and you hit record and you just speak naturally for, you know, that 3, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. So the thing is, you forget that you're being recorded, if possible, so you can be as natural as you possibly can be. And then at the end of the meeting or at the end of the day, you listen back to the recording and you analyze it. So you can use the checklist that I'm going to give to you. If you want to download the checklist to access your voice easily, you can go through the checklist. You can see the points that you observed in your voice that you wanted to maybe improve. However, I know that we can be extremely, I would not say, not unfair, but we always perceive our voice in a worst possible way. Like we are the worst people to judge our voice, especially when it's recorded. So I would invite you to be really kind to this exercise. And first, I will try to find 3 things that you like. For example, kind of your tonality, your tone of voice is pleasant. Your volume is all right. Your articulation is okay. You don't have filler. So always find the things that you already like first. And the proportion is 3 things that you like, 2 things you want to improve eventually, and 1 priority. This is the way you can tackle the voice and the things that you can improve. If you have a list of 10 things you want to improve, it might be a bit overwhelming, I guess. It's possible, but it's overwhelming. So just choose 1 aspect you would like to practice. And just by paying attention, you can change, adjust, and see how you use this characteristic. For example, if you check that your voice doesn't come across as any emotional or something, why not choosing 1 emotion or 2 emotions to, in your next meeting or in your next presentation, consciously choose what are the 2 emotions that you want your audience to feel afterwards. And if you want your audience to feel that emotion, those emotions, for example, you have to have it in your speech. Okay, so you have to first think about it. I'm going to give, you know, talking about this amazing project that we won. So I want to come across as enthusiast. Or there was an issue in the operations in the company, so there was a complaint and blah, blah, blah. So I want to sound concerned. So define beforehand the emotion. This is just an example. You can do it, of course, by yourself. The other part of the exercise is to ask at least 2-3 people in different spheres of your life, what would they think about your voice? So ask a friend, ask a family member, and ask a work colleague, for example. And with this, you will have a more comprehensive perspective about your voice and you don't have a biased opinion, and especially if you ask your wife or your kids or your husband, you might have, you know, oh yes, you are always annoying, you know, kind of, okay, be serious about this and ask what people perceive when you speak. And if he wants to be more specific, like in a certain situation, you can ask. So if you do home office and sometimes you are in a meeting and your husband or your wife is nearby, you can ask specifically in that meeting, how was, you know, the way you were speaking? And just, you know, ask freely this and just listen to the opinion. Don't try to fight back or justify. Just, you know, make your mental notes and see if it's, you know, this feedback can be useful for you in the future. So finally, go ahead, record yourself, pay attention, ask for feedback. This is always you can assess. And I invite you to use the checklist that we prepared for you. So it's easier for you to, when you listen to your voice, to know what aspects you can analyze. If you feel that I can help you somehow to boost your voice, to help you improve any of the aspects that I mentioned in this episode, please feel free to reach out. You have a link to book a discovery call here in the comments of the section, the information section in the podcast. You also have it in my website and in my social media. So feel free to just book your call to have a personalized plan just for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you celebrate your voice and all the good things that they have, it has. And if there's anything that is bothering you, there's hope. Okay? Thank you and see you next time. Thank you for listening. Now I challenge you to implement right away one tip or strategy coming from this episode. If you want to know more about how to voice your value and prepare to challenges ahead, feel free to reach out and book a 30-minute free call to discuss your goals with me. I would love to hear from you. And finally, always remember, your voice matters.